In the latest pod news, with Nielsen, Podcast Network Cadence 13 released a slew of data around podcast listener purchasing power today, including where podcast listeners over-index. Children's radio station Fun Kids is a launch partner for Amazon Alexa Skills for kids in the UK on smart speakers. Spotify, the second largest source of podcast listening, posted their first quarterly earnings data as a public company. They have 170 million global users, 75 million paid subscribers, and their revenue is just over 1.1 billion euro. It is still losing money, though. Blueberry's Todd Cochran has a view on the adoption of podcast pingback and RAD. And the Pod News podcast now supports podcast pingback. I've built a receiver and tagged the RSS feed up. There's also a demo on the official project website. Here's a quote for you from the COO of the New York Times, Meredith Kopit-Levien. She says, "The Daily has more listeners than the weekly newspaper has ever had. It averages 1 million downloads a day." A bunch of new podcasts to let you know about. Inside Trader Joe's, easy for me to say. They're a US grocery store chain, and their podcast includes the values that make Trader Joe's so different. OP Radio, a return for former SiriusXM radio presenter Greg OP Hughes. Asian Development Bank has produced a new series on the future of work in Asia. Democracy in Colour launches season 3 next Monday, and NPR's Embedded is also back for a new season. You'll find links to that and everything else at podnews.net, as well as our daily newsletter.